Our Lord makes very clear where all sources of unity come from. It comes from the way our Lord Jesus Christ, as the second person of the Trinity, is one with the Father, the first person of the Trinity. That the way we have unity as Christians is through the connection that we have with Christ. So many times it's easy for us to forget when we have disagreements with other individuals who are Christians. Division focuses on what we do not share. Unity always stems from a place of where we do share. Whenever couples come to me with marriage problems, one of the first things I try to do is to get them to pray with each other, to connect to Christ. And from that place, then when they're connected with Christ, then we can start to resolve some of those disputes, disagreements. And ministries, many times I'm also called to come in when there's some kind of a disagreement or dispute. Again, try to get them to pray first, to connect to Christ, and then from that place with Christ, to be able to focus in on a place of division. So I encourage us always, division happens because of the presence of sin in the world and the ways that all of us can unfortunately fall into places of believing the lies of the enemy. But if we choose to reconnect ourselves with Christ, to pray to Christ, and from that union with Christ, then we can be able to work on the things that divide us by remembering who it is that we are united to.